Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday, October the 4th, 2022, 12 minutes past the hour. 40 degrees and sunny skies. You know what's interesting? I think it was 40 degrees and sunny skies yesterday morning. You know, this type of weather, it's very interesting. I was out this morning, and by the way, if you are out on the road this morning or have been out on the road this morning, it is the most beautiful sky and the most beautiful atmosphere out there this morning that you could possibly have. You know, we only get skies and weather like that this time of year. It is just beautiful. Now, the weather, I don't know if I should say weather or not. I guess we get the skies and the trees and the things like that this time of year. Now, the temperatures, I don't know. I'll tell you how fickle the temperatures are, which I'm sure you already know. But last night, I got home from work. I think it was about 6:30. And I was pulling into the driveway, and it was kind of warm last night. It was probably over 60 degrees, and I thought, man, it's kind of warm here. You know, I thought it was supposed to be getting cooler as the week went on. So I thought, well, it's pretty warm. Came inside, took about an hour, and I decided, well, I'm going to go out and do my nightly walk run, depending on how motivated I am on that particular day. Last night it was a walk. I thought, well, I'm going to go out and walk. Now, this time it's probably pretty close to 8 o'clock, and the sun had gone down. Not totally. It was still daylight outside, but the sun had gone down from where it was probably at 6:30, an hour beforehand. So I decided to go out and walk. And remember, it was kind of warm when I got home. I remember thinking, man, I'm kind of warm. So I go out and I dress kind of, just shorts and a t-shirt instead of maybe sweatpants or kind of a sweatshirt or a hoodie or something like that, which is normally what I wear this time of year, if I'm going to go out and do that. Because I go about a mile, so it takes me a little bit of time out there, probably about 20 to 30 minutes. So I go out. Now, this is just about 90 minutes later, maybe an hour later, and it is cold. Now, I will say it may have had to do with the clothes I had on that I did not bundle up. But it was chilly. The wind was chilly. I made it. I didn't come back and change or anything. But I thought, boy, it is chilly, and it's only been about an hour to 90 minutes when after the time I just said, man, it's warm out here. So then I get in the car this morning to go over to McDonald's. And when I had gotten home last night, it was so warm driving home from work that I had actually had the window down, the driver's side window in the car. And I get in the car this morning, and I park in a garage, so you don't really feel the temperature until you back out of the garage. This morning, I get in the car, and I back out of the garage, and the window's still down. I had not thought to put it up yet. And as soon as I backed out of the garage and shut the garage door, boy, did that cold air hit me, and I thought, oh, man, here we go. And now I'm looking at the temperature, 40 degrees. So these are also the days of the year which are very wide-ranging in temperatures. Beautiful skies, beautiful colors in the trees and the plants and things like that. But, boy, depending even on the time of day, not just the day, you have to dress in a different way. It could be 40 degrees in the morning, which is only 8 degrees above freezing. Then you might have mid-60s in the afternoon, almost 70 degrees. And then as nightfall comes, it starts to drop again. and you can be back down in the 50s, high 40s at night. So it's an interesting time of year, to say the least. But a fun time of year. You know, I think it's more fun to have this weather than winter, when it's just cold all the time, or summer, when it's just hot all the time. This is a little more mixed bag. And last year, we did not have a spring. I don't know if people remember, but we went right from cold temperatures to Mother's Day, which came very early in the month of May, to very warm temperatures. And there was no in-between. And I've been told by several doctors and several people who are asthmatics and people who have bad allergies that that's why all summer we had a horrible allergy season, was because we had no spring. You know, I've said this before, but people who are gardeners, they wait for that first frost before they start planting in May. Well, last year it never came. Mother's Day was the first. It's always the first Sunday in March or May, but it came so early. I think it was the second or third, very early in May. And it was 90 degrees, and the temperatures came a little bit off 90 degrees, but it never got back down to freezing. I don't think we had a day below freezing in May, which is very abnormal. I would say the last day we went below freezing was probably sometime in April, and April wasn't all that cold either. I remember Easter was not that bad. So that's where we are now. At least we're getting a fall. We didn't get a spring, but we certainly are getting a fall or autumn, depending on how you pronounce it. Has anybody noticed this? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. The only problem in spring and fall is if you have allergies, some mornings you wake up with a stuffy nose, or you get I guess it's phlegm in your throat. And, you know, to do a morning radio show, I really don't talk to anybody because I live alone. So I really don't talk to anybody before I come to the microphone here in the morning. So sometimes this is the first time I'm talking. And if I have a little bit of a runny nose or a little bit of a stopped up nose or anything in my throat, this is the first time anybody gets to hear it, because I really don't talk to anybody except the lady at McDonald's in the morning. And I have a story about McDonald's, and I've already posted it on Facebook because I thought it was such a neat story. This morning, as everybody knows, I go to McDonald's every morning to get a large diet soda. And there are two lanes at the McDonald's drive-thru, which I think everybody knows by now. Now, this morning, either side was not very long, maybe three cars in each side. And the side that I went in, which was the outside lane, was moving a little faster than the inside lane. Not a whole lot faster, but it definitely was moving faster. So, I'm in the outside lane, and I can see the cars in the inside lane not moving quite as fast. So, I order my diet soda, and I realize that's a very short order. It doesn't take me long to order a large diet soda. And I move up behind the car in front of me. But I realize that the car in the other lane was having a little bit of problem this morning. I could hear him. I'm not going to say he was yelling, but he was definitely not happy with the ordering process at the window. Something was going on. So as he started to pull up, we were both kind of sitting in the same area. Now, I knew that I had ordered first because I was observing all this, and I'm waiting in line, and now he's just moving, had finished up his order. And I thought, you know, I've got a little extra time this morning. I'm just going to let him go ahead of me. He's already having a rough morning. Why not? So as he pulled up, I waved him on ahead of me. There was nobody behind me, so I wasn't going to make the people behind me mad. So I thought, here you go. You go ahead of me, maybe that'll help your morning. And he kind of gave me a half wave off. You know, it wasn't one of those, hey, thank you, with a smile waves. It was kind of like, thank you, you know, just kind of a wave off. And I thought, well, maybe he's having a bad morning. No problem. So he gets in front of me, and I didn't think anything of it. So we go up to get our food, and we get to the pay window. And he goes through, and then I get up to the pay window, and the lady says, it's already been taken care of. So this guy paid for my large Diet Coke. This guy who I thought had been angry, and he might have been angry with the McDonald's people, but he must have appreciated that I let him go through the line ahead of me. Now, what's interesting about this is you should never judge a book by its cover, because obviously I thought he was angry this morning, and he may have been, but he wasn't angry at me. And again, it speaks to the kindness of people. You know, I think far too often we complain about the people who are doing bad things. And yes, we have to talk about the people who are doing bad things, but every so often it's also nice to talk about the people who are doing nice things. And this guy did a nice thing this morning. Now, my only regret, and I said this on Facebook this morning, my only regret in this whole thing is that I did not order more. You know, that's a sad thing about only ordering a large Diet Coke, which is a dollar every morning, is that those few times when somebody does pick up your tab, it's not much. And those are the mornings you think, well, maybe I should have ordered a sausage McMuffin, or maybe I should have ordered an order of scrambled eggs or something like that. But that's life. So I got my large Diet Coke for free this morning, and I appreciate him for doing that. And if he happens to be listening, or if somebody, I don't know how you would know him because I don't know him, but I thank him publicly for doing that this morning. Very, very, very nice. Now, what else do we have to talk about this morning? I ran into one of our longtime friends, the lady who I say is the best cook that I've ever dealt with, Phyllis Shirk, who does the peanut butter fudge for us at Christmas time, who does that lemon dessert, and I love lemon dessert, which to me is second to none. I ran into Phyllis in the grocery store yesterday, and Phyllis, and she was moving around okay, so she wasn't terribly injured, but she told me that she thinks she has broken her tailbone. Now, she said she had done this two other times. I don't know if she'd been to the doctor yet, but apparently she was taking something out of the oven last week and somehow burned herself on a pan, which is very easy to do. And I guess as she burned herself on the pan, she fell backwards and fell onto one of those six packs of bottles of soda. So she thinks she has broken her tailbone. She said she'd done it two times before, so she had a pretty good idea of what it felt like. But she was up and moving and at the grocery store okay, so she's still getting around. But boy, I felt bad for Phyllis. What a, you know, that is an unlucky fall. You know, it's bad enough that you get burnt with pulling something out of the oven, but then to have yourself fall back onto a six-pack of soda, that will hurt at any age. So we wish Phyllis the quickest recovery, a longtime listener. She's always got a smile on her face when I see her. Phyllis and Larry, just two of the nicest people you'll ever want to meet, the Shirks. Let's see here. Oh, you know, I didn't mention this yesterday, but I do want to mention this morning, that we have a very big guest on the program next Monday morning, and I'm looking at my calendar here. It's next Monday morning, October the 10th at 8:30. Now, I think most of you will want to hear this interview. It's a very interesting interview. I'm not going to tell you who it is, because I think it's more fun to have you tune in that morning to hear who it is. It will be live. It will not be a taped interview. And just going to promote that as the week goes on. Next Monday at 10:30, we're going to have a very special guest. And I'm trying to think of how I want to phrase this. In a way, I have a little bit of a connection with this person. Not a big way, but in a little way, I have a little bit of a connection with this person. And I will guarantee that 99% of the people listening know who this person is. No doubt in my mind. So that's coming up next Monday at 8:30 in the morning. 8:30 to 9, this person will be on. So don't miss that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Now, on the flip side, I want to let everybody know that I will not be here this Thursday. I'll be here tomorrow. But we will have repeats on Thursday because that's my two-month doctor's appointment, which I guess I will have for the next 2 years just to make sure everything's going in the proper direction. And for some reason, they schedule those in the morning. And I guess I could probably say, no, I don't want that appointment. But I make them 2 months in advance, and I guess I never think too much about it. They're not long appointments. I go in and I see the doctor maybe for a half hour, and then I go down and take this little thing that takes about 10 minutes. It's not, and that's pretty much it. So really, I'm only there for about 40 minutes. But it is during the time of this show, unfortunately. So I will not be on Thursday, so I hope you enjoy the repeats. But I will be back on Friday, back in the studio with Pastor Whitaker, and I think Linda comes back this week. So we'll be having a good time here on this station. Now, there were some things yesterday that I did not get to. Now, I never did hear from Judy Summers again. I'll tell you, it's kind of funny. Judy Summers and I kind of have a come-and-go relationship right now. I tried to call her on the air last week to see if she had gotten her Fire Stick set up properly, and we could not get a hold of her. It just kept going to voicemail. Then on Saturday, she had called me back and left a message to call her. And then yesterday, we tried to call her, but again, we just went to voicemail. And I haven't heard from her since. So we might check in with Judy again this morning to see if we can get a hold of her. So we're going to continue to look for Judy. And also, we'll try to check in with Lee. I know on Friday night's show, Sarah was asking if we ever got in touch with Lee. We did try to call him last week, and we did not get in touch with him. Now, he might have called the studio, because I think the day we called Lee, we were at the studio. And I don't know if I have Lee. I've said this. You know, this is my poor planning. But I believe that Lee called me at the studio, so I have his phone number written down at the studio. I don't think that I have his phone number written down at the home office. So I'm going to have to copy that that phone number down and bring it home so I can give him a call periodically on the air. But if anybody knows Lee and wants to give him a call and have him call in this morning, it's always fun to check in with Lee and get his interpretations on things. So if anybody would like to call him, feel free and have him give me a call. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, yesterday, and again, I don't know if we got into this. We did not hear from Sarah, our favorite bus driver yesterday. But Sarah called in on Friday night. Now, I don't know how many people were listening to the show on Friday night. Sarah called in on Friday night, and we had fun like we always do, you know, kidding each other. And at the end of her time, we were about to break for the top of the hour on Friday night. She said, and what I thought was very seriously, she said, I have a serious question to ask you. I would like to interview you. Now, again, I don't know if she was being serious or not, because to be honest with you, there's really not much to tell. I really don't know what I have to tell anybody, because pretty much everything about me you've probably heard as I'm here every morning doing this show. So I'm not exactly sure what information I would have to impart, but I thought that was interesting that Sarah said she wanted to interview me. Now, I don't know if that's reality or not. Maybe we'll hear from Sarah and maybe learn why she would want to do the interview. Or maybe that was all just kind of a joke, which it could have been, which I can see why it would be a joke. Because, as I say, I really don't know what I would have to impart in an interview. Because after coming on here 2 hours every morning, and sometimes more than that, I really don't have much to say beyond this, to be honest. I feel like I get it out every morning. But if she's around, she can give me a call and let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We'll know if she wants to conduct that interview. I'll tell you something about people who do interviews, and I think I might have said this Friday. The people who do interviews tend not to like to be interviewed. Now, I don't know why that is, but most of the people who I ever knew who were very good interviewers, and I'm not saying I'm a good interviewer, but most of the people who I've known who are good interviewers don't really like to be interviewed. And the nearest I can tell as to why this is that when you get so used to asking the questions, you kind of feel weird getting asked questions because it's just not normal for you. So I think that's probably part of the reason. And yeah, so that's where we are with that. So if Sarah wants, I know she's out there driving the bus, so she's not always able to call in right away. But if she was serious about that, we'd like to know. And I really don't know what I'd have to say, basically, is the whole point there. Well, let's try to give Judy a call here and see if we can get Judy on the line this morning and see if we can get the fire stick problem solved. We have a whole nother call we might be making this morning as well that I'm sure will be of high interest to people. Here's our morning Judy Summers shot. Oh, do we love the sound of a phone ringing on the air. All righty here. Well, I think we're not going to hit pay dirt again. Nope, we went to voicemail again. So hopefully, Judy, maybe she'll see that on her cell phone and she'll give us a buzz back. And we'll find out what's going on with her. Okay. Oh, here was something I wanted to bring up. I was kind of scrolling through Facebook this morning because, as I said, I posted this morning about the free soda at McDonald's from the nice gentleman who paid for it, who was ahead of me in the line. And as I was scrolling through Facebook this morning, there was a story here. And it was from Channel 10, 10 TV WBNS. And it says, Grace Callahan was only 6 years old when she received her first heart transplant. Now she is studying to become a nurse to help others like her. Now, I'll tell you why this is so interesting to me. Because Friday night, and maybe it was because of the interview thing, Sarah bringing up the interviewing me thing, I remember Sean was asking me questions on Friday night. You know, what's your favorite interview? What's your most memorable interview? Things like that. And I was telling him that years ago, and it has been years ago now, it's probably been, well, I know it's been more than a decade ago, I interviewed a young girl at the time named Taylor Willite. And I remember I had to go to a hotel here in town to interview her because she was going through, I believe, now I'm trying to remember the particulars of this, it's been quite a while ago, I believe she was going through cancer treatments. And her immune system was down because of it. And she was a very young girl at the time. You know, she's probably 18, 19 now. But at that time, she was under 10 years old, I believe. So I met with her and her mother at the hotel here in Marion. And we did this interview about, basically at that time, I think we were talking about insurance. Because I believe her mother and she had testified before, it was either Congress or the Senate, in regard to universal health care, back when that was a big topic when President Obama first came into office. And one of the things I remember was here was this girl who at that time could not go to school with her friends, could not be around a lot of people because of her immune system, very young girl, going through this disease that nobody likes to go through. Basically, I said to her at one point, I said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I remember her saying she wanted to be a nurse. And I don't know if she became a nurse or not, or still wanted to do that, but at that time she wanted to become a nurse. And I said, well, why do you want to become a nurse? And she said, to help people. And I thought, what an interesting thing that this girl, who has spent a lot of time around nurses and doctors because of her illness, which were probably not pleasant experiences when you don't feel very well, was what she wanted to become. Because she thought that that's what nurses and doctors do. They help people. And that has always stuck with me. You know, more than a decade later, that has always stuck with me. And when I saw this story this morning on 10TV about the girl who received a heart transplant when she was six, wanting to become a nurse, I thought of Taylor Willite, which has stuck with me all these many years later. And I am happy to report, last time I knew, Taylor was doing well, and that story apparently had a happy ending, which we're all very happy to hear about. And maybe one day we'll get Taylor back on the show. That would be a lot of fun to catch up with her and see how she's doing now, and talk with her as a young adult. But yeah, that really sprung a memory in my mind this morning. 38 minutes past the hour. All right. Well, we've done our Judy Summers call. Oh, I wanted to talk a little bit. I only got to touch on this yesterday because I was talking about several other things. But on Friday, we had a lady on, Opal Covey. Now, here's why I want to bring this up again. We had a lady named Opal Covey on. Now, Opal has been on this show before. Now, I would not say she's a regular, but she started coming on the show. It's probably been 7 or 8 years ago. Now, the story on Opal is she is here in Ohio. She lives up in the Toledo area, and she had run for mayor of Toledo like 6 or 8 times. And every time she ran, she always got a lot of attention because she's kind of a... let's call her an eclectic woman. Interesting woman, to say the least. And she gets a lot of attention up in the Toledo area. A lot of people like her up there. Although she never did become mayor. So last Friday, I get to the office, and I had not been there all week, but there was an answering machine message from Opal to call her. So I did call her, and I said, Opal, what's going on? And she said, I'd like to come on the air with you. There's something I'd like to talk about. Okay. So I said, I have some time this morning at 10:15 if you'd like to come on. She said, sure. So this was last Friday. Now, I had no idea what she wanted to talk about. All I knew is there was something. She had left a message on the answering machine with me that she wanted to talk about, and that we were going to do that at 10:15, live radio, of course. So we get to 10:15. Last Friday morning, and I introduce her. Here's Opal Covey, ran for mayor of Toledo 6-7 different times. And we get her on the line, and immediately she talks about her sister being murdered. Now, I don't know if her sister was murdered or not. I don't live in Toledo. I don't have the facts of what was going on. But if you were listening last Friday morning at 10:15, you pretty much heard the story of Opal Covey. So I guess I just wanted to... I don't think I got a chance to say yesterday, was that I don't know that I necessarily would have put that on had I known what she wanted to say. But I also then again, in the back of my mind, think, you know, these are the people's airwaves and people should be allowed to say what they want to say and everybody has an opinion. So I'm kind of wondering, anybody who had a chance to listen to that on Friday morning, what did you think of the Opal Covey interview? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any thoughts about the Opal Covey interview that aired last Friday morning on this station at 10:15? It was an interesting experience, to say the least. And I'm sure that we will have Opal back on in the future just to find out if anything ever did come of her sister's passing or death or murder, as she said in her case. I believe Opal said the funeral was yesterday, so that's the way it goes, I guess. Phone lines are open again, 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have anything to say about that. Now, the interesting thing here, what I also wanted to say about this interview on Friday, is that Opal's an interesting woman in that not only has she run for mayor, and not only is she well known in the Cleveland or Toledo area, but she has some interesting talents, I guess I should say. She plays the harmonica, and she likes to sing. Now, she's one of those singers, though, in which some people think they sound good and some people think they don't. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever watched somebody on television or heard them in person and half the group goes, well, it's great that they got up and sang. And then the other half of the group goes, man alive, what in the world was that? Well, that's kind of Opal Covey. She's got an interesting voice. So I thought instead of having such a serious conversation with her, which obviously we have done before, maybe we could get her on at one point and discuss her musical abilities, which are a little easier subject to discuss. You know, her ability to play the harmonica and her ability to sing, and people can make a decision on what they think of her based on that. You know, have a little more fun than what we did on Friday morning. So that's that. 44 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to say about that? Has anybody had any moments in recent days where something kind happened to them? I'm thinking back to the incident in the McDonald's line this morning. Has anybody had any nice moments in recent times? I don't know. I hope so. I hope a lot of those moments are happening for people because it's just a nice thing. Makes you feel better. Hopefully makes the person giving the gift feel better. And that's where that current situation is. Oh, now what I wanted here is because as I was going off the air yesterday, we spent a lot of time yesterday going back over the Abby push-up, I think I'll call it a debacle now, that happened on this station on Friday. Now, essentially what happened was we were working toward a competition on Friday trying to figure out something Abby could do to prove to us that she was strong. Okay. So, we eventually on Friday decided that if she could do 20 push-ups in 60 seconds, which would be a push-up, what, every 3 seconds? That that would determine that she was strong. Okay. So, we did this Friday, and again, I give her full credit for getting down on the floor and doing the push-ups, and she actually did do push-ups, so I can't say that she did not. And she did 16 and a half push-ups in a minute. Now, here's where the whole debacle part comes in. Immediately after this event, she was angry that she did not get to 20 and said, I was counting fast. Or I ran the clock fast, I guess is what I should say. That I did not give her a full 60 seconds. I guess is what I should say basically happened last Friday morning. Now, honestly, by my clock, I felt that she did get 60 seconds and ended up with about 16 and a half, 17 push-ups, which is not bad at all. Only three from the goal. Well, here's what we learned yesterday, which I did not realize after the event happened on Friday. And I do have to say, Ryan, one of our longtime listeners, called in yesterday and said it, that maybe it was a little fast. That I think he said he had clocked the minute at about 35, 40 seconds, something like that. Now, I don't know. Maybe we started at different times. It's hard to tell. But in any event, this ticked her off because, and here's how I know this ticked her off. Because basically, she said yesterday, she said, I am not coming back on your show until you admit that I did the 20 push-ups. Which I think, again, really fits back into the narrative of her being a competitive person. Now, I'm not saying being competitive is wrong, but I think that certainly goes back into that narrative when you say, I'm not going to come back on the show until you admit that I did 20 push-ups. And then, yesterday, I said, well, hey, call in. We'll straighten this all out. You know, I'm not in an argumentative mood about this. So call in, we'll straighten it all out, and she would not call in again because I think there's a little bit of anger involved in this. Now, she will probably say that there is no anger involved in this, but for some reason, she thinks that I did not give her enough time, I guess is really what the assertion is. And here's the thing about that. I don't think that there was any reason for me to speed up the clock because it wasn't a competition. It wasn't like I was going to get down and do those push-ups. So it wasn't like who's going to do more push-ups. So I don't really think there was any reason for me to speed up the clock. But essentially, the update today, if you weren't happening to listen to the show yesterday, she got a little, and again, she'll say she's not ticked off. But the two incidents that came down yesterday were, I am not coming back on the show until you admit that I did 20 push-ups. And the second part of it was that she did not call in yesterday, which I thought she would because she normally has, to state her stance on this whole incident. Exactly what she thinks happened that cost her the competition on Friday. So we haven't heard from her. That's pretty much where it stands right now. But we're going to have to solve this problem some way. You know, you can't just let that problem linger out there in left field. Hey, by the way, we're up 3 degrees already. 43 degrees in sunny skies. 50 minutes here in Marion. And I'll tell you something else about this whole thing. Again, I have no ill will toward her because it's my understanding that on most mornings she listens to this show in her office, which I appreciate. And I don't guess she's listening this morning because I always know when she's listening because I get messages about what I'm saying. So I don't think she's listening this morning. But I don't think I said anything out of step this morning that would be considered angry or anything that would upset anybody. But that's the story as it is right now. She I guess, has a boycott going on until I admit that she did do the 20 push-ups and she would not call in yesterday to give her side of the story, which is kind of strange because normally she would be more than happy to do that, which she did not do. So my question is, this is the position we're in now. Now, does anybody out there, our longtime listeners who have followed this competition and enjoyed it, as Ryan said yesterday, he enjoyed this, that we're having a good time with this, and Sarah has been a big part and a component of this, and our friend Mary out there I know has been part of it as well. And who else called in last week? Somebody else called in last week and was giving suggestions on it. But essentially, if anybody has anything to say about this, how we might patch this over and move on to future events, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Because heaven forbid, you don't want people all bent out of shape for something like this. Now, I guess you could say that I could just go on and say, well, yes, she did do the 20 push-ups in a minute. But the truth is, I was in the studio and nobody else was there in the room when I was doing the counting. And by my count, she just didn't get there. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not making fun of anybody for not getting there. I'm not saying that she is a weakling because she didn't get there. I'm not saying anything like that. All I'm saying is that by the clock that I was looking at and in the room that I was in, that was the count. Now, if anybody has an idea or a way to fix this current situation so we can have all people happy, and she'll come back and visit with us and maybe call in at some point, what would be the way to fix this particular situation? Because apparently now we're in a pickle. Because, you know, honestly, in the years that I've done this show with her listening, I don't think she ever laid down an ultimatum like she laid down yesterday. And I've made some pretty good fun, good-natured fun, on her behalf and at her behalf, but I never remember her saying, I will never come back on the show unless you admit that I did it. And again, as I said, the only reason I'm not admitting it is because by the clock I was looking at and what I saw, we were just at 17. That's all. So if anybody has any ideas how to patch this up and make everything hunky-dory, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Heaven forbid we do not want people bent out of shape over a just a little fun competition, a little fun game that we were doing on Friday. Which, by the way, was the culmination of 2.5 years of competition. Now, there was also a thought yesterday that it was not a competition because I did not compete. Now, that's true. I didn't compete in anything on Friday. So I guess in the general sense, it was not a competition. But we could not really agree on a competition that her and I would do. So that was part of the problem there. Because, again, one of the problems with doing it on radio is somebody has to still be talking into the microphone. So there was really no way that I could have gotten down on the floor and done push-ups or sit-ups or whatever it would have been, because I would have had to have stepped away from the microphone. So that's how that all shook out on Friday. But maybe she'll get over it. You know, I don't know how long she holds a grudge. Maybe she went home last night and thought about it and said, you know what? Or maybe she's thinking about it now if she does happen to be listening to the show. She's thinking, you know what? I was a little harsh yesterday. I should not have given an ultimatum to say I'm not coming back on the show until you admit this. Or not called in yesterday. She might have still just been a little hot-headed from the event on Friday. You know, isn't there a saying, let cooler heads prevail? Maybe the cooler heads have prevailed today, and she's more back in her normal routine, and she realizes that nothing was planned or done in a negative way on Friday to make her look bad or feel bad or anything of that nature. So we'll see if we hear from her this morning. But again, if anybody has any thoughts on how to fix this situation, Ryan, if you have any thoughts on how to fix it, I know you called in yesterday and said you thought the minute was a little fast. Or Sarah, who I know has been a big follower of the situation, called in and gave a couple suggestions on what we should have done last week. If anybody has an idea on how to patch this up, I guess, per se, and make everything hunky-dory again, we'll be glad to hear it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 57 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. So there's another situation we've got going on. So all kinds of interesting stuff to talk about this morning. We've talked about Opal Covey. We've talked about trying to track down Judy Summers. We've talked about hoping to hear from Lee. We've talked about the incident with Abby on Friday. Possibly the idea that Sarah wanted to interview me. We'll see how that all goes out. Talked about the incident at McDonald's this morning, which was a very positive, good incident, which we're always happy to talk about those. Don't forget, we have a big guest coming on next Monday, again at 8:30. And again, what I'm going to say about that is, this person has a connection with me, but it's a very small connection. I don't think it's anything that anybody would really think of in their own mind. They wouldn't equate this person to me, but there is a small connection. And they'll be on next Monday at 8:30, and it'll be live. And again, I would say that 99% of the listening audience probably knows who this person is. So don't miss that next Monday morning, October the 10th. And again, I do want to remind people that I will not be on this coming Thursday. Just have an appointment that I have to go through. And for some reason, like I say, of all times to schedule it, we schedule it right during this program. So I will not be on Thursday, but I will be on tomorrow, Wednesday, and I will also be on Friday. So that's how that all shakes out. All right. I wonder if anybody's gotten the chance to go outside this morning and look at that beautiful sky, if it's still out there this morning. I don't know if it was just out there as the sun was coming up, but boy, was it beautiful. You know, October is that month of the year, because we have not done the time change yet, where it stays pretty dark in the morning until a very late time. You know, once we fall back in November, I think the first week of November, all this darkness in the morning kind of goes away. Well, I guess depending on what time you get up. If you really get up early, like 5 o'clock in the morning, it'll still be dark. But the 6 and 7 o'clock darkness kind of goes away when we fall back in November, which I think is the first weekend in November this year that that will happen. I think it's after Halloween now, which is kind of nice for the kids. All right, 30 seconds to the break. Go get yourself some orange juice or cereal or coffee or hot chocolate or whatever you have in the morning, and come back and listen to more WGH Talk, which again can be found on the website WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Back in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
Well, you know, it's never easy. You know, I mean, I could have taken an extra one. I had 1 year coming, so I did that 1 year. And they were fine with me. You know,